Here's a thing that cost us a week. It might be costing you right now and you'd have no way to know. We built a GPS discipline time server on a Raspberry Pi 4. Stratum 1, a satellite pulse once a second, straight into a GPIO pin. Then we did what every guide says to do next. Install a real-time kernel. Isolate the interrupt. Pin it to a quiet core. The real-time kernel made it 3 times worse. Not slightly worse. 3 times. 2,000 nanoseconds of jitter became 7,000. Here is why. Preempt RT buys its determinism by turning interrupt handlers into schedulable threads. For almost every driver, that's a good trade. But the PPS driver takes its timestamp inside its handler. So threading it doesn't defer some work, it defers the act of looking at the clock. We didn't make the system more predictable. We put a scheduler between the pulse and the clock. The fix is 4 lines. 1 flag, IRQF no thread. Keep that one handler in hard interrupt context and let everything else stay preemptible. Our error went from 2400 nanoseconds to 199. As far as we can tell, nobody has applied this. Which means anyone running GPS timing on a real-time kernel is quietly eating microseconds of error and has no reason to suspect it, because nothing looks broken. Crony still says Stratum 1, the dashboard still says locked, the number is just silently worse. So that's the talk, measure your clock, don't trust the guide. And if you take one thing from us, take the patch.